For 40 years, it was known as the epicenter of the magicians community in the Boston area, the Magic Art Studio in Watertown. Part shop, part museum, it contained hundreds of items. Card tricks, vanishing birds, pistols that shot silk, plus costumes, books, and advertisements promoting Harry Houdini shows, and much, much more. Over 500 pieces of this renowned collection go up for auction in Chicago tomorrow. It was all owned by the late Watertown magician Ray Goulet, who's performing here in December 1980.
The egg will reappear back in the bag instantly. Listen for it. One, two, three. Looking in the little red bag, we find a small but elusive white egg.
Joining us now to talk about Ray Goulet and his collection is a frequent visitor to the Magic Art Studio, Michael Mayo of Framingham, a friend of Goulet's and a magician himself. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
No problem, Bob. I'm glad to be here.
So tell us about the studio and what made it so interesting to you.
Ray's had this studio in Watertown since about 76. The magic shop was more of a gathering place for local magicians than it was actually a shop. The shop was filled with collectibles and magic apparatus that, you know, was hundreds of years old. It was really just a special place to be and spend time every week.
Was the shop itself kind of like walking into a museum?
It absolutely was a museum. Ray had a real talent for displaying all the items that he collected. They were all grouped kind of together by manufacturer and maker, and display lights on them and glass cases and everything. It was quite a sight to see.
What was it about the shop that fascinated you in terms of something in there that was maybe your most favorite item?
Ray collected a lot of things, and among them were apparatus that were previously owned by magicians like Harry Keller, a famous magician in the early part of the 20th century. He had a little die box handheld magic trick, and I just thought it was unbelievable that a personal prop of one of the greatest magicians of all time was sitting right in front of me.
What inspired him to start putting this collection together?
Well, Ray just loved magic. He loved to find out how certain things worked and collected tricks for his own show, and he seemed to have a story for every piece in his collection. He really just wanted to preserve it. Basically, Ray said that he didn't own these things. He was just temporarily taking care of them for a time.
You know, we talked to Gabe Ferhury of Potter & Potter Auctions in Chicago, who's going to be selling this collection, and he pointed out that, yes, Goulet loved the famous and the rare items, but he also collected items from the works of local magicians as well.
He also had many things that were owned by Boston magicians, small-time performers who worked in and around a 40-mile area. You know, Ray was interested in all of it.
Do you think his appreciation for local magic act and objects made his collection even more special for magic enthusiasts around here?
Oh, it did, yes, absolutely. Ray was really a hub of the magic community in Boston, and some of the local area magicians used to not only spend time at Ray's shop, which also made it a little bit more special, but he was really interested in just the scene and performance aspect and theater around the Boston area.
Goulet passed away about 2 years ago. How is it you hope most people will remember Mr. Goulet?
Ray was a real Renaissance man. He really did everything. I think that everybody will remember Ray as just really a friend and a genuine and generous, nice person. He's definitely left a large hole in the community, but his memories and stories and the time spent with him is going to last a long time.
Michael Mayo, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me, Bob.